Now, it is my real honor and pleasure to bring up a marvelous spoken word artist, Marilyn Ray Beyer, who performed at our opening open mic in September 15th at the Emerson Umbrella Center for the Arts, accompanied by Raymond Gonzalez. Whether she's accompanied or on her own, she's quite a force. She tells great stories and poems. Please give her a big welcome. Marilyn Ray Beyer.
Well, this one's a little bit about how everything disappears. The last L&M menthol. Time drifts. Like the last puff from the last cigarette I smoked 30 years ago in that bar on Lansdowne Street. It was opening night, and everyone wore shoulder pads, even the waitresses. I'll never be a waitress. No head for numbers at all. Funny, you know, I was really good in school. But I could never be as good at car hopping as Dolores Riotto was at the Dog and Suds. It was on the main drag, and I was going steady with John, who had these unbelievable turquoise eyes. But I got tired of loving him because he was so steady. Now, he owns his own airplane, and he flies it to Aruba. He never smoked. I never did either, really, except for that time when Anne and I used to go to Ricardo's and order Campari and soda until she married the airline executive who I never trusted. And then we moved to Boston, where I smoked that last cigarette. It's nice to remember it sometimes. Even though the Mercury Bar and the Dog and Suds and Dolores and John and Anne and even Ricardo's have all disappeared, more or less. Even so, on some quiet nights, I can still feel the menthol on my lips and hear the thin whisper of the paper burning. And I will leave you with six lines from one of my favorite poets, someone who you probably read in high school as a prose fiction author. But Stephen Crane writes, for everybody who feels like it's going to be tough to go on, I saw a man pursuing. I saw a man pursuing the horizon. Round and round they sped. I was disturbed at this. I accosted the man. It is futile, I said. You can never... You lie, he cried and ran on.
Thank you, Marilyn Ray Beyer. And I think many of you know her from WUMB.